Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, H-E-R, con.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Get it in writing. I don't care who you're doing business with, how long you've done business with them. Get it in writing. Make sure you have your agreements in place. So integrity is everything.
Best Ever listeners, before we get into today's episode, I want to ask you, do you have a strategy right now where you are getting leads that come into your inbox while you're sleeping? Do you have a strategy where you are optimized with both Google AdWords and SEO, search engine optimization? If not, then guess what? Today's your lucky day. We've got a free strategy session just for you, and it's with Dan Barrett. If you recognize his name, he was a guest on episode 565. And he is the only certified Google partner agency that works exclusively with real estate investors. Go to adwordsnerds.com/strategy and get a free strategy session to learn with him how to implement an online strategy for your market in both SEO and Google AdWords. Go to adwordsnerds.com/strategy. Best Ever listeners, welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate podcast. And with us today, we've got Lolita Shirow. How you doing, Lolita?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you told me I could call you Lo, so I'm going to go ahead and call you Lo from now on. Is that cool?
That's cool.
All right. Well, Lo is the founder and CEO of Harrisstone Management Incorporated. She's a real estate investor and motivational speaker. She's the host of Take Action Real Estate Podcast with Lo. She's done about 400 deals in 9 years, focused mostly on wholesaling. And she's not only been busy on the airwaves, she's been busy with the pen and pad. She's the author of Take Action, 21 Steps on How to Take Action and Get Results in Real Estate. She's based in a little bitty town, Hazlet, Texas, but it's in a much larger town, Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and you can say hi to her at her website. So with that being said, Lo, you want to give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Sure, absolutely, and thank you so much again for having me. I really appreciate that. I've been in the real estate or entrepreneurial world of real estate investing for 9 years. I used to work for Countrywide Home Loans before the housing crash and everything happened in 2007, 2008. I was laid off, but started playing around a little bit with real estate at the advice of one of my coworkers. And he had rental properties that he owned. And I was always intrigued with real estate investing from working with a mentor of mine a couple of years prior to working with Countrywide. So I decided to start going to local meetings here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, staying up late after I would get off work, researching, just learning more about this real estate investing, more so with the wholesaling. Mm-hmm. And before I was actually laid off in the latter part of 2007, I closed my first Subject 2 deal. And I'll never forget it. Found the deal through marketing online, Craigslist. Okay. Had no clue what I was doing, so I asked another investor that I befriended to kind of give me some guidance, and he did. But long story short, I'm at home on my computer marketing this deal, found a buyer. After he did his due diligence for a few hours, PayPal'd me $2,500, and I was hooked. So from that point, I knew, even before I was laid off with Countrywide, that real estate investing was something that I was going to really seriously get more involved in and learn more about. Mm. But, and of course, yes, I was laid off. So, yeah. And I took a leap of faith. I did. I took a leap of faith. My mom didn't want me to do it. None of my family was really 100% on board with the decision, but I decided to kind of leap out on faith and go at it. And I haven't looked back since.
You've clearly been active from a marketing standpoint with a book and a podcast, and I'm sure you have some other things that lead up to that. What is the most effective marketing tactic you've done for your business? And you can take that in whatever direction you want, whether it's to find deals or whether it's to position you as a thought leader to then find deals. What's been the number one thing that you're glad you did?
I think just for the business, it has been videos. So I would say YouTube videos, because I started doing some several years ago, and I still get leads that trickle in on a weekly basis from people that are finding me online. So being online is huge. So I would say videos, YouTube, also being on all social media platforms and having that consistent brand. I don't know if you've noticed, but if you go on the Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, I have the same picture. I pretty much have the same bio information about myself, and I make sure and stay active. I'm sure you know, Joe, being online is huge. So the more visible that you are online, especially with everybody being online for products and services, then you kind of start setting yourself apart as having this type of authority, if you will, with real estate investing and also with people wanting to do business with you as far as deals, getting leads. Mm-hmm. And I can also say the podcast as well. Mm-hmm. So all of those channels, if you will, I believe has been really, really helpful for me in being out there and being noticed.
I searched you on YouTube and I see some videos. One of them, you've got how to flip houses. That was where you were interviewed. Are there any videos that you're putting up? I see one, how to use mobile marketing for small businesses. Was that you?
Yes.
Which one has generated the results? Like you said, you're still getting leads.
Sure. It would be the video with Sharon Von Holt. Uh-huh. I'm not familiar with her.
Yeah. I know Sharon.
Yeah, but we did an interview on probate leads, I believe, in direct mail marketing. And I can't remember. We have over 30,000-40,000 views, I believe, on it. But that generates a lot of leads. So I get people that ask me questions about it. Also, they're interested in coaching. So I've gotten some coaching clients and people that have just purchased different products and services that I provide. So that's a really strong video that still results in leads.
Okay.
Now, on a lead perspective, as far as buying and selling houses, how we get our deals, that's a combination of direct mail marketing. Yes, I do use direct mail. I know a lot of people don't like direct mail marketing, but it still works really good for us. And we have a really good follow-up system in place. Fortune's in the follow-up. And that is critical to getting deals. But also in addition to direct mail, we do have squeeze pages and different videos online to attract motivated sellers in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, in our target markets. So having those things in place help greatly as well to get those motivated seller leads.
What do you have in the local market that's helping you out getting leads?
There is a site called sellmyhousefastfortworth.org. That's a little short squeeze page that we generate leads from that's online. Also, I have a couple of videos. I actually have a different YouTube channel that's specifically for videos that are for attracting motivated sellers. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but I have a different channel for generating those leads. And again, direct mail. So, and we focus and target vacant property owners, probates, people that are behind on property taxes, as well as that are behind on their mortgages. So we target all of them.
Tell us the story of the last deal you did, the numbers and how you found it.
Sure. The last deal that we did was direct mail campaign. It was to an absentee owner out of state. I believe he was in Ohio. He was an older gentleman, and he just wanted to liquidate some properties. So he had one here in Fort Worth that he wanted to get rid of. Long story short, built a really good rapport with him. He was kind of old school, didn't do email and all that. So we had to be creative in getting him his contract, which we did. We just sent it overnight to him and guided him on filling it out. Long story short, he got it back to us. And within 2 weeks, title was clear. We closed on it. We picked it up for $35 and sold it for $55. So that was a $20,000 deal.
When you do a deal like that, you said we. Who's we when you say
sure.
that?
Sure. My business partner, her name is Carla Johnson. She's our licensed realtor that's on our team as well as a partner within the Hearthstone Management business. So she's an investor-friendly realtor because she started out before she got her license wholesaling. So she's very familiar with working with investors. But she also handles our traditional deals as well, our listings. She can handle short sales. So Hearthstone, we are pretty much a full-service real estate investing company. Yes, we've done a ton of wholesale deals over the last 9 years, but also we've purchased, you know, flipping. So we're very familiar with the flipping process. We've done those projects. We do have some rentals. So our goal is to pretty much just be that Walmart, I guess, if you will, as far as a real estate service.
What's the amount of time that you spend every day on finding leads versus doing thought leadership stuff like writing book and doing the podcast and doing interviews?
Good question. We will probably spend a little over 50% of our day in an 8-hour day on leads. I mean, leads and submitting offers and negotiating with sellers is the lifeline of your business. And I do help with that because I enjoy it. But I'll spend maybe 40% on reaching out to individuals to see if they're interested in being a part of the podcast, setting those things up, as well as creating videos, material for my YouTube channel, and working on the next book project. So I think that would be a good number there.
Flo, what's your best real estate investing advice ever?
Ooh, my best real estate investing advice ever would be to get it in writing. I'll never forget, probably the third year I was in business, I had done business for a year with another investor. Made a ton of money together and didn't have any issues with trust. But one particular deal brought a buyer with $20,000 down for owner finance deal. And we were going to split that. Anyway, brought her the buyer and just trucking along like we normally do. Long story short, once the deal closed, I was supposed to get my $10,000 and I never did. So she went out of the country with her husband and kids and I'm going back and forth with her on what is going on. And yeah, it was bad. But get it in writing. I don't care who you're doing business with, how long you've done business with them. Get it in writing. Make sure you have your agreements in place. So integrity is everything.
How did you meet her?
At a local networking event here in Dallas.
And how many previous deals had you done with her?
Oh my goodness. I would say at least, if not 20, close to it.
Wow. Over what period of time?
A little over a year. I'd say about a year and a half.
Yeah, you knew her pretty well.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I thought I knew her. No, I thought I knew her.
Yeah, you thought you knew her. Right, right. Yeah. Interesting. And nothing ever came of that, right?
Nothing ever came of it. And you know what, Joe? I sent her one last text message and I just simply said, I cannot believe that you are going to allow this particular situation of you not honoring your word and paying me the funds owed to ruin this business relationship. And I might have said, God bless, or something like that. I kept it really classy, and I deleted her number. That was it.
Well, when you bring on other partners like that, is there anything that you do to qualify them? Or is it, hey, that sounds good, but now we're going to put it in writing?
Depending on what it is, you know, what level of business, I guess, or kind of business that we're going to do together. Yes, I do ask for referrals. I do ask, who have you closed deals with that I may know that I can reach out and just ask them some questions. And of course, go online and check as well to see if there's any kind of red flags or things that I need to see there. But yes, I'm more cautious and I do ask those questions.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
I am.
All right. First, a quick word from our best ever partners. Best ever listeners, Matt Bowles, who was a guest on episode 289. His company, Maverick Investor Group, has a special report just for you on how to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes in real estate that investors make in the 2016 boom cycle. Get yours free at maverickinvestorgroup.com/best ever. That's M-A-V-E-R-I-C-K, investorgroup.com/best ever.
What's the best ever book you've read?
Oh, best ever book. Ooh, without it being the same old same books I'm sure everybody else I would say The Instant Millionaire with Mark Fisher.
Best ever personal growth experience, and what'd you learn from it?
It would have to be that experience I just shared with you. Just making sure that I ask questions and not be so easily to believe people's word and not get things in writing.
Best ever deal you've done?
Best ever deal was a $48,000 flip that I did a couple of years ago.
How'd you find that deal?
Direct mail. Gentleman needed to move out of state. Job transfer. He didn't want to do anything with the house. So it was in a great area. The numbers were great. He had lived there for a long time, had built up equity. And we just turned around and wholesaled it. And I think within probably about 5 or 7 days, $48,000 is what we made.
Best ever way you'd like to give back?
Oh, goodness. Best ever way to give back is teaching what I learned. And that's why I've created, I have a lot of things out there. I have a blog. I have the Take Action Real Estate Investing podcast. I have my book that's downloadable, I believe, for free on Kindle. And I do have some coaching students and people that I've worked with, and some free. And that's just because I have been given a lot. So it's fun when you can teach others what you do and when they can come back to you and say, hey, Lo, this is really changing my life. I've created another income for my family, or I've quit my 9-to-5 job.
What's the biggest mistake you've made so far in real estate?
Trusting and not asking enough questions is probably the biggest mistakes I've made early on in my real estate investing career. I've learned to ask questions and not wait until things go wrong or I lose money to ask questions. Mm.
Any example besides the 10K swindle that you can give where you were asking a bunch of questions, or you should have asked a bunch of questions?
I think that was one deal that we could have picked up. Actually, it's been probably a lot of them. But one in particular that I really wanted in a part of Dallas that's real hot area. And what I should have done was gotten another counterpart to help me with this lead. And let me explain myself. Understanding that sometimes you cannot connect with everyone and that you may need to have someone else that can better connect, whether it's second voicing, whether it's because they're a male, whether it's because they're from the same area, neighborhood. Sometimes you have to kind of swallow your pride and not feel like that if you can't get it, then no one can. And just open yourself up to partner with someone else so you can get the deal. And I think on one particular deal there in Dallas, where I probably could have made a lot of money on it, I didn't do that. And later on, I regret that.
Yeah, that's powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
Sure. No problem.
What's the best place the best ever listeners can reach you?
You can go to takeactionlo.com. And I actually recorded 7 secrets to real estate wholesaling profits that the gurus do not share with you. So if you go there, you will get that free gift. And also, Joe, I just, for your listeners, I want to give my number and they can give me a call, 817-439-0843. Give me a call, ask for me, and also mention that you heard the interview on Joe's show. And I will set up and schedule with you a 20-minute free consultation to talk to you about your real estate investing business and how I can help you.
Awesome. I love it, Lo. And I really appreciate you being on the show. That last tidbit about asking the questions and then realizing maybe you're not the right person to connect with this other individual. I've experienced that firsthand in deals that I'm doing where I have to identify who has the most leverage with this person. Is it the mortgage broker? Is it the seller? Is it the buyer? Is it me? Is it the property manager? And then having that person speak to the person who has the most leverage. That's one thing. And I never consciously thought about it until you just said that. But it's something that I've learned to do and check the ego at the door and just have the right people who have the most leverage with that individual have those conversations. So that was really valuable for me, as well as the Best Ever listeners enjoyed that, and the get everything in writing, the 10K out the door, or out of the country, just out the door, into the plane, and then out of the country, the 10K deal that you were working with this lady for a year and a half or so, doing a bunch of deals, and then all of a sudden this happens. So yes, we got to get it in writing. And quite frankly, even if you did get it in writing on this one, if she's out of the country, I don't even know if it would have been a good use of resources to go after it, but
right,
normally they're not going to leave the whole country. So it'd be a little bit easier if you have it in writing. So thank you again, Lo. I really enjoyed our conversation, enjoyed getting to know you. Hope the Best Ever listeners take you up on the takeactionlo.com or give you a call and schedule some time with you. So hope you have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. And thank you so much, Joe.
Best Ever listeners, Matt Bowles, who was a guest on episode 289. His company, Maverick Investor Group, has a special report just for you on how to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes in real estate that investors make in the 2016 boom cycle. Get yours free at maverickinvestorgroup.com/best ever. That's MAVERICK investorgroup.com/best ever.